move on.
That's Wild Youth and Can't Move On. Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Danny from The Script coming very shortly, talking about the new record, Sunsets and Full Moons, which is out today in a few minutes' time. But first of all, Phil Egan from Today FM Sport has made the journey up to our studio to have a chat. Let's talk about football, right? Because it's been a big week. It's going to be a big weekend. But very quickly, last night, Man United and Celtic had pretty decent. Well, Rangers too, I suppose, had a decent result as well.
Wolves as well.
Wolves too, yeah. Did you watch the United game?
No, I was on Europa League duty. I could tell you anything that happened in the Basel and Getafe game.
Oh man, amazing.
Yeah.
That's not what we want to talk about. it was very impressive, and it was, don't get me wrong, Partizan Belgrade did United a lot of favours and they weren't particularly good. But in terms of how United played and what they could look to achieve if they're brave enough, if Ole's brave enough to pick a team like that that has four really, you know, attack-minded players in Mata, Rashford, Martial and Greenwood. Will he do that against Premier League teams? I don't know.
Well, he kind of gave away the secret. I played a clip of him on the Sport this morning on Ian Dempsey show about it was the half seven clip that he basically said, if teams give us space, it's great. Thanks very much. And we'd be able to counterattack and it'll all be fairly easy for us because we've got pace. But if you're playing United, you know, no, don't give them any space to run into. And
yeah,
at times they're just too lethargic. It's slow. It's side to side. And then they're not good enough defensively if they play a high line that you can get at them.
Yeah, so. And it just goes to show, even Juan Mata at his age and the kind of the criticism leveled at him is that his legs are gone. But you put a creative player in with those three players ahead of you and all of a sudden you see passes coming through that you didn't see when Andreas Pereira or Jesse Lingard is there. You know, like it just reinforces that we should have bought a creative number 10 in the summer when there were plenty of knock around. Anyway, let's not worry too much about what happened. Let's focus on what is going to happen because it's a massive weekend for the Premier League, mainly because Liverpool and Man City play each other at 4:30 on Sunday. And it's a chance for City to close the gap to 3 points or a chance for Liverpool to increase the gap to 9 points. Going into it, how do you feel as a Liverpool fan?
Yeah, I would think Liverpool are going to win. And it's funny how in the space of a few minutes last weekend, it went from Liverpool facing the possibility of City having a chance to overtake them this Sunday to Liverpool now have a chance to go 9 points clear. So if Mane doesn't score that winner against Aston Villa, even if Robertson doesn't get the equaliser, there's a chance City are just going to be 3 points behind. Obviously, you have a better goal difference. And then, you know, Liverpool do what they do. They come up with the answers like they have a few times this season. And I just think that watching Liverpool the other night against Genk, they played in second gear. It's all about this Sunday for them. And there's a real excitement and a real buzz about it. I know Manchester City are worried that the bus is going to be an issue, the bus journey like it was in the Champions League in April of last year. Now they obviously met at Anfield last October. There was no issue, so Liverpool fans are going to line the streets of Liverpool, and you know they're going to create that European night atmosphere on a Sunday afternoon. And City are vulnerable at the moment defensively. They're missing their best defender in Laporte. There's doubts over Ederson. If Ederson doesn't play, that is a massive blow for City.
They can put Kyle Walker in. He obviously is an excellent goalkeeper. If you missed it during the week, Kyle Walker played because Claudio Bravo got a red card in the Champions League. I mean, look, obviously anybody can beat anybody at any time, but this is really important game for City to kind of look at their defensive problems and figure out a way to solve them, because if they're going to be more tested against Liverpool, arguably, than against any other team.
Well, if City approached the game the way they did last season, so they actually, and Pep Guardiola doesn't have a great record against Klopp. Klopp is one manager that has a bit of a hoodoo over Guardiola. And what I'm going to look out for on Sunday is Guardiola is going to throw in a curveball with his team selection, because I think he overthinks it at times. And I remember him leaving Sterling on the bench before. He played Gundogan as a right midfielder. It just didn't work. He's going to try something different. But if he approaches the game the way he did last season, where they did actually say to the fullbacks, Kyle Walker and Benjamin Mendy, you know, don't bomb forward the way you usually do. And Liverpool couldn't break them down. Liverpool have learned how to break teams down. So I'd be very surprised if City went with the same approach. Sterling is their best player at the moment.
Just about to say, to me, he is the key to the whole game because he hasn't had a single good performance at Anfield since he left.
No.
But he will. Like, at some point, Sterling will, you know, accept the I won't say abuse from the crowd, but the pressure from the crowd for being a former Liverpool player, and he will come good. And he is the best player in the Premier League, in my opinion, at the moment. And if he does come good, well, now, like, this weekend is the time to do it.
This is the weekend to do it, but the worry is that the way Anfield is set up, it's going to be a cauldron, and every time he gets the ball, there's just going to be a swirl of noise and abuse at him.
He's that good that he should be able to rise above
that. These players are only human. You know, I mentioned Ederson, if he's out, Claudio Bravo plays in goal. He's another player I think that could absolutely wilt under the pressure at Anfield. Liverpool have this unbelievable record at Anfield.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't lost a league game there since 2017. And they just are a different animal when it comes to Anfield. I actually expected them a few weeks ago to absolutely tear into Spurs. Spurs got a goal in the first minute, changed how the game went, but Liverpool still dominated. There was a spell in the first half, a 5-minute spell where Liverpool had 95% possession. Spurs completed one pass. Now, that's not going to happen with City.
No, in fact,
if City give the ball away and Liverpool get at that back four, then Liverpool will have an absolute field day.
There is a couple of ifs there, Phil. I have to temper your enthusiasm a little bit, because I do think if City slow the game down in possession, which they did in Anfield last season, it's very difficult for Liverpool's tenacious midfield three to break anything down and break up. Because if they're not coming at the Liverpool three, then there's nothing to break down. They're just holding onto the ball, side to side, shuffling it left and right, which they're better than anybody in Europe at doing. Then there's a chance that we would get a repeat of last season, which is Liverpool unable to break them down, and Man City just hoping for something, Aguero on the break or Sterling or whatever. And then
never scored at Anfield, Aguero. Yeah.
Well, he's got a good record against Liverpool, though. Yeah, I know, not at Anfield. But.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing in terms of team selection is, does he start Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain? If he does, then there's a player that if Liverpool get a bit of space, he can eat the ground up, and he's scored a couple of big goals against City. Now, I think Liverpool will have certain players on the Man City team which they'll be quite happy to have the ball, and they'll target them. Otamendi is one that they've targeted before. As soon as he gets the ball, it's a trigger to put him under pressure. And I just think that you can tell, just even the comments from Guardiola last week, they were a bit strange about Mane, straight after they've just won their own game, that things just aren't going as well as they have been for Man City. And Guardiola's not used to this. He was, I think he would have got most satisfaction out of all the titles he's won last season when they overturned that 7-point deficit against Liverpool to come back. But if they were to lose on Sunday and it's 9 points, it doesn't mean the league title is done.
I was just going to ask you that.
12 games gone. Like, it's certainly not. Liverpool's schedule in December is going to be a big issue. Now, City have a couple of tricky fixtures coming up as well, where they have to play the likes of Chelsea and Leicester and Arsenal and United in the next 6 or 7 league games. Mm. Whereas Liverpool have already played Arsenal. They've already played
United.
They've played Chelsea. Mm. They've played Leicester. They've played Tottenham. Like, they've got a lot of those games out of the way. So, look, the league won't be lost or won this weekend, but psychologically, Liverpool can strike a massive blow here to Manchester City.
And indeed, Manchester City can strike a massive blow to Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We'll see. Look, it's going to be very interesting. And we will return, obviously, on Monday morning, Phil, and we will...
We will have a debrief.
We'll have a debrief and see how we're doing then. Your comments on 0874100102. Dave, please don't mention the L word, Liverpool. The lads are celebrating winning the league already. There's very few Liverpool fans. I have to say, because, like, I'm the first to give Liverpool fans abuse. And when they won the 6th European title, I was like, here we go. The unbearables are coming out. They've been disconcertingly quiet. They're not as cocky as I thought they'd be, so I don't know. We'll see how this weekend goes. We'll see how the tune changes come Monday morning. Here's Post Malone and Circles. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Thanks, Phil.
Cheers.